Because when you perceive a man of God, he is put in the position to ask God to do great things in that one that perceives and gives the man of God.
That's true. Well, this is it. This is the day you've been waiting on. This is the day you've been hoping for. This is the day you've been praying for. A moment in time. A moment where God changes everything forever. You know, there are moments and then there are moments. And I believe this with all my heart. You are not where you are. You are by accident. You are strategically, divinely positioned by God. You know how I know that? Because you're a good person. And God's word promises us that the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. You are securely positioned in the center of the circumference of God's perfect will for you right now. Now, how you respond in this moment will determine what your future looks like. Welcome to Breakthrough. As you can tell, this is not going to be any ordinary broadcast of your breakthrough. And thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being our partner. Thank you for helping us reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Millions and millions of souls brought out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God and of His Christ. Thank you for doing that. I'm here, you are there, but wait. This is about to be a three-stranded cord, not easily broken. One of the dearest and most respected friends I have in the world, Steve Muncy,
thank you,
is
Pastor.
Back with me. This is one of the great, great phenomenons in the church world. There Wednesday night, I don't believe anybody in the world has anything like it. And of course, their Sundays are even better. But you got to get there early. He's got a right now word for us today. He's got you in mind. So open up your heart wide and receive this truly, truly anointed gift to all of us, Dr. Steve Muncy.
Thank you, Pastor.
I love you.
Oh, you're a great man of God. Everyone that is watching me, your partners, those that are visiting today, those that are looking in, let me tell you, this is the anointing of the Lord just for you.
I believe it.
Listen to these words. Great prosperity. Mm. Great prosperity. There is only one place in the Bible, where God said, great woman. Only one place.
Great.
You see great faith, he says to the woman one time, you have great faith. But only one place in the Bible does he say, great woman. You find it in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And the Bible says it fell on the day that Elijah came, passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. Now listen to this. We don't even know her name.
Wow.
God is only interested in giving her a name called great. And when you understand what made this woman great, the prosperity of incredible things happen. Now listen, these are the things that are going to happen to you. The miracle you have been praying for is going to happen after I explain, because you and I together on Breakthrough, God has put us together to give you the prescription on great prosperity. Number two, something's died. There's been a dream that has died. It's going to be resurrected. And number three, who's ever standing in your way is getting ready to be moved out. And number four, you are about to be the wealthiest, the most prosperous person you have ever been in your life because of this principle. So I said, God, why did you say this is the only place in the Bible, great woman? And he said, if you will do what this woman does, you will experience the same thing. So I begin to look and say, what is this woman? Well, let me tell you quickly that the Bible says that this woman noticed the man of God. In fact, the Bible said she perceived. Now, I need you to do something right now. Get your channel changer in your hand. If you do not perceive that Rob Parzio or myself is a man of God, move the channel quickly. I just want to talk to that one that says, I'm perceiving that possibly this could be a word for me. If your perception is right, then you're about to move into the most powerful dimension of great prosperity you have ever experienced.
Yes.
This woman said to her husband, I think that this guy, Elisha, is a man of God. He keeps going by our house, going to the university, or the Bible calls it the school of prophets.
Right.
It's going to be a time he's not going to make it. Let's build a house. Watch now. Let's build a house. Let's invest. In fact, the amenities of the house are listed in detail about a table and a chair and a bed. She says, let's build him a condo. The husband must have said, you mean spend our money, invest in him? We've never met him. No, no, this is not the issue, honey. The issue is I perceive he's a man of God.
Yes.
Let's spend the money.
Yes.
Let's give the offering. Let's go on and do something we don't even have to be asked to do. I just perceive he's a man of God. And someday he's going to have to stop here, and we're going to have his room. It's going to have his name on it. He is a man that travels with them. Let's build him a room. And so there was a great amount of money invested for the ministry, and he didn't even know it.
Wow.
One day he stopped, had to. It was dark, knocked on the door. Ma'am, do you mind if we stay on your front porch? We can't make it to the university, to the School of Prophets. The husband said, come right this way, sir. They walked him right into the room. The amenities, the bed, the candles, everything's listed in the Bible. Gave the servant a room. Immediately, watch what happened. Immediately the Bible says, Elisha said, because she has given to me, go ask her what she needs. Because when you perceive a man of God, he is put in the position to ask God to do great things in that one that perceives and gives
to
the man
true.
Of God.
That's true.
And the Bible says that the Gehazi, his servant, the Elisha says, what does she need? If she's done all of this, if she's given this much offering, what does she need? Goes in there and says to the woman, what do you need? She says, oh, well, we're fine. What do you need, ma'am? Well, we're in our 70s and 80s, and we've always wanted a child, but we know that's not going to happen. Immediately goes back to the prophet. They've never had any kids. Immediately, Elisha says, she'll be pregnant in 9 months. She's going to give a birth to a son. He goes into the kitchen, and he says, ma'am, 9 months, get ready. You're going to be pregnant. She even argues with him.
Yeah.
Read it. Oh, come on, don't make fun of me. I'm too old.
Yeah.
We went from king bed to queen bed to twin beds, and now we're in separate beds. Listen, don't make fun of me. Read it. It says, she argues with Gehazi.
Yeah.
Gehazi say, ma'am, you gave to the man of God. He's speaking over you. A miracle you've been praying for all your life.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you that you are about to get the miracle that you have been praying for all of your life. The Bible said the child was born 9 months later. They had a wonderful time for the next 12 years. It was incredible, and they enjoyed it. And one day, the child fell over in the plowed field. And across the plowed field, as he was losing his balance, being inebriated, holding the weight of his 12-year-old son, the father, the boy, was dead. And into the arms of the mother, he gives. The mother says, what is this? He's dead. Our boy is dead. She looks to the heavens and looks to him. I'm going to lay my miracle upon the offering altar I gave.
Jesus.
She went in, put it on the prophet's bed, and she said, honey, get me a mule and some servants. I'm going to go see the man of God. When she got down the road, Elisha said to Gehazi, I said, hey, I know that woman. That woman, she's give to our ministry. God did a miracle for her. I wonder what she need. Is something wrong? And the Bible says when they asked her, she said, all is well. Now listen closer to this. You got to perceive it's the man of God. You got to give to the man of God. And you got to believe that it don't matter what's going on in your life. All is well. The Bible said she then told it to the prophet. The Bible said the prophet went back to the house, and the Bible said he walked into his own room, the prophet's room, realizing the offering she had given. And the Bible said he brought that boy back to life again. Listen closely to this. It's not over. The Bible said he prophesied to her as the boy came back. There's going to be a famine the next 7 years. She went away for 7 years and came back. When she came back, all of her lands, all of her houses, all of her business was stolen. But she walked into the king, and the king said, "What is it, ma'am? I've heard about you. Is that your boy? This is my miracle." She said, "I need my land back." And the Bible says the king said, "You're going to get it all back." Wow. When you perceive, wow, God calls you great.
Great.
When you give to the man of God, God calls you great. Only one spot in the Bible. Great woman. Great woman. Today, the Holy Spirit has brought me on breakthrough, standing with this great man of God, Rob Parsley. And God has spoken to my heart and said, "Steve, today, only people I'm getting ready to define and stamp upon them and touch them with greatness." Great. They already perceive, or they would have moved the channel. You would have moved the channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But God says, if you can perceive he's a man of God, then I'm going to put greatness on. If you can perceive to say, "I'm going to give to the ministry of breakthrough. I'm going to give the miracle to you you've been praying for the rest of your life. And that thing that has died is going to be resurrected. And that thing that has been stolen from you is going to come back to you.
God.
And you're going to be able to say, it is well, because greatness is going to be put upon you today and prosperity is going to explode."
Yes.
Now listen, listen closely. I know you feel, you're staring at me and you're saying, I sense and perceive the anointing of the Lord.
Yes.
I want you to do what that woman did. I want you to take offering, and I want you to say, "Breakthrough, spread the gospel. Breakthrough, I'm building you a condo.
Right. Right.
Breakthrough, I perceive, Rob Parsley, you must continue to go forth." And when you give that $300, when you give that $1,000, God is going to stamp greatness upon you. The moment it gets, watch this, the moment the transfer electronically, the moment that it gets into the mail, the moment it touches the hands of the man of God, he will stand up and say, "God, what is it that they need?"
Yeah.
And God's going to look directly at you and say, "Because you perceived and because you gave, I'm going to say, great person of God."
Yes.
Listen to me. There's something been stolen from you.
Mm.
There's something that died in your life.
Ahead.
There is something of a bad report that the doctor said. I'm talking to some, I'm
the
looking
anointing
right at you. And I am saying that your health has been stolen from you by the enemy.
Yes.
But
hallelujah.
Something in me says greatness is coming upon you today. And you're going to get back what the devil has stolen from your health.
Yes, Jesus.
Will you go right now? Will you respond? I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you're watching me and say, "I've been praying a long time for this certain thing to happen." That's the reason why today you have just listened to a word from God.
Yes.
The only place in the Bible, great woman, because she perceived, she gave, and when she did that, everything changed in her life.
Yeah.
And by the way, God will also speak to you when you give about your future and will warn you about your future that you will miss the famine.
Yeah.
And while you're gone, if anything should happen, God will give it back to you like he did that woman.
Holy Spirit, so present with us right now, so present right now. There where you are. I have never heard this on this wise. I have never heard this is the only place where God names someone great. If he did it once,
Yes.
He's going to do it again.
Yes.
The reason he revealed this to Dr. Muncy is because you would be there right now today, and he wants to take you from where you are to greatness.
Yes. Yes.
Now hear me. This woman, by all accounts, was a very well-to-do lady.
Yes.
She wasn't, you know, everybody in the body of Christ is not broke. Sometimes preachers forget that.
Yes.
You're not broke.
Right.
She was a person of means. And she said, what God spoke to me is she was one who had. Now, most preachers don't preach this, but it's in your Bible. To him that has shall more be given.
Yes.
You know why? You have to have something to sow.
Yes.
To you, to those who have not, what are they going to sow? But you, oh, you have a seed. And that seed today is the seed of greatness. You may be great right now, but you're about to be greater. You may be blessed right now, and many of you are, but you're about to be blessed like you've never been blessed before. And some of you need to step into blessing, and you do that with an act of faith.
Yes.
$300. Why is that significant? It's significant, number one, because it got your attention. And it's significant, number two, because that's what the prophet of God spoke. You say, but I may not have $300 right now. Well, what do you have? Do you have 100? Do you have 150? Take a step of faith toward God right now. But everyone who wants to move to greatness, listen to the voice of God. $300. Release it to God and watch greatness come. We're believing with you. We're here for you. Our faith is with you. Give now.
Your gift to advance the work of the Lord can produce a blessing that will make you great. Today, a word has been spoken over you by trusted men of God. Your faith response can release the miracle you've been praying for. Great prosperity for your body, favor in your relationships, abundance beyond what you have even asked for. Your seed of greatness of $300 is a holy step of faith toward God. Call now or log on to rodparsley.com with your seed. Only one woman was called great in your Bible, and despite her circumstances, she declared, "All is well." When she did, she received everything she had lost and much, much more. Because you have been blessed to hear this word and perceive that it came from two trusted men of God, your portal of blessing is open. Release the seed of greatness in your hand. Call with your $300 seed or begin with a seed of $150 or $100. Prayer partners will be available after this special broadcast ends. Join with the thousands calling to sow their seed.
And on that day, there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. You can have more power. You can have more purpose if and only if.
What if the fire of Pentecost wasn't just history, but a living promise ready to be unleashed in your life? In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. From the upper room in Acts to the historic outpouring at Azusa Street, you'll be equipped to experience Pentecostal power in unlimited measure, igniting a revival in your life and the world around you right now. It's more than a story. It's time to embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available May 6th. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.
I really hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. He hasn't been here for about a year, and I haven't had any guests since March here on Breakthrough, but I was compelled. It'd been too long since I had some of this great, great meat of the Word of God served up to me and our great breakthrough audience, all my friends, all my partners, and some of you that may be just joining us today for the very first time. Well, you got in on a really, really great one. Dr. Steve Muncy is with us. He has been, while we've been away at commercial break, he has been sharing things with me that are just blowing my mind. And he's going to share with you right now because you deserve it. Dr. Steve Muncy.
God is getting ready to do great prosperity in your life.
Great.
There's only one place in the Bible that says great woman. And the reason why the Holy Spirit and God said great woman is because of what she did. She perceived he was a man of God. She gave to him. And then God did a miracle she had prayed for all of her life. It died. 12 years later, it was resurrected. She lost all of her land because she was warned by the prophet that there would be some bad seasons. And when she came back, it was all given to her. Now I'm talking to you. And right now, you're spellbound because you're sensing, I perceive that Rob Parsley in this breakthrough is, they are men of God. Listen, there is something God's been wanting to do for you maybe all of your life, or you've been praying a long time. And today, God has put you and us together. You are about to be stamped with greatness.
Yes, God.
Greatness. When God says you're great, it's because you say, I perceive and I'm going to give an offering.
Yes.
This woman built the man of God a house. He didn't ask for it.
No.
And when he finally stayed over and realized that she had done this, he was provoked by the Spirit because of his position as a man of God. What do they need? The moment you make the transfer, whether it's electronically to breakthrough, whether it's writing to Pastor Parsley, and it touches the anointing and the atmosphere of this ministry, he will be compelled to say, God,
yes,
this person.
Yes.
And God will say, I'm going to do what they have desired. For this woman, for 70 some years, she wanted a child, and God gave her a child. I'm already perceiving you're there. I'm like Apostle Paul when he was in that city of Lystra, and the Bible said he perceived somebody out there, and he looked right at a man never walked in his life, and he perceived that he had faith to stand
up.
And the Bible said Paul shouted to the man and never walked, stand up.
Wow.
I perceive you're there.
Go ahead.
I perceive. And something in my spirit is saying, step to the altar and say, here is my offering for the ministry to spread the gospel. But more than that, God has been waiting so he could say, look how great you are. You perceived right. I put you together by television, streaming. I put you together.
Yes, yes.
And now I'm getting ready. Soon as you release, and I sense $300. You could give $3,000. You could give $1,000. But I sense, and for you that are struggling with that, you just grab something quick and say, I perceive this as a man of God. And I break
yes,
poverty
God.
Off of your
I
life.
I agree.
Something Jesus. Is getting ready to be restored in your life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
I am so glad Rob Parsley had this program today, because this program was just for you. Nobody else. You. Do it now. Do it now. Because God has been waiting for this moment.
Yes.
And the moment you start responding, okay, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
God's going to say, great. Great.
Yes, God.
And you're getting ready to have the miracle you prayed for a lifetime.
Oh, Father.
And what has died is going to be resurrected.
Yes, Jesus.
And what has been stolen from you
yes,
is going
Lord.
To be given back.
Yes.
I am so glad Rob Parsley had this program today just for you. I can't wait to hear about your miracle from Pastor Rob Parsley.
Dr. Muncy, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your life. Thank you for your sacrifice that produces an anointing like is here right now. God wants to move you to greatness. I couldn't help but think, as Dr. Muncy was speaking so powerfully, so prophetically to all of us, the medium that we're sharing with you today through television. Television. It's an electronic room. Wherever you're watching right now, I'm coming to you, no doubt, in a room. I could not be in that room unless someone before you had faith to give an offering to breakthrough, to build the room for us to have the airtime and the means to pay for the airtime, the equipment, the staff that it takes to bring the Word of God to you today. Somebody built the room you're in right now for breakthrough. I need you to build another room. The world is dying, lost without Christ.
Yes.
So many are suffering. Help me be here for somebody else the way I've been here for you. Give your best gift. I believe you will.
Your gift to advance the work of the Lord can produce a blessing that will make you great. Today, a word has been spoken over you by trusted men of God. Your faith response can release the miracle you've been praying for. Great prosperity for your body, favor in your relationships, abundance beyond what you have even asked for. Your seed of greatness of $300 is a holy step of faith toward God. Call now or log on to rodparsley.com with your seed. Only one woman was called great in your Bible, and despite her circumstances, she declared, "All is well." When she did, she received everything she had lost and much, much more. Because you have been blessed to hear this word and perceive that it came from two trusted men of God, your portal of blessing is open. Release the seed of greatness in your hand. Call with your $300 seed or begin with a seed of $150 or $100. Prayer partners will be available after this special broadcast ends. Join with the thousands calling to sow their seed.
And on that day, there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. You can have more power. You can have more purpose if and only if.
In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. You'll be equipped to experience Pentecostal power in unlimited measure, igniting a revival in your life and the world around you. It's time to embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available May 6th. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.